Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. God bless you. Glad to have everyone aboard. Blog Talk Radio with Restoring Life Ministry. This is Pastor Paul Dawson. Glad to have all of you here with us. Amen. Amen. So tonight we're going to go even deeper into completing what we started on salvation. Amen. And now we're going to go more on the beginning aspect or just talking about faith. Amen. We're going to go into faith, restoring life. We're going to go right into faith. Amen. If any of you have difficulty hearing me, just please send me a message online or just say, hey, speak up a little bit. Okay, you know, these new age technologies sometimes your cell phone sound good one time but not the next. So if you have difficulties, please let me know. Okay, so I see some people coming on. We have people that are waiting for as part of a Bible study. Amen. Amen. So just remind everybody, this is Restoring Life Ministry with myself, Pastor Ricardo Dalton, and my wife, Prophetess Jane Dalton. We're here doing the Bible study all this week. Amen. Up until Friday evening. Amen. We're doing some salvation for faith. Amen. And getting more into somewhere around prayer. Amen. To get a good beginning for some of the newcomers. Amen. Some of the already been saved for seems like 100 years. Amen. I thank God for this opportunity to be able to talk with you guys, whether you're on, by calling in or you're on by internet. Amen. I'm really grateful to have all of you here. Thank you to God who has given us this opportunity to be able to reach more people and give them salvation. Amen. So without further ado, we're going to begin. Amen. For all those who are hearts, minds, ready, Father God, we give you the glory, all the honor and the praise. Father God, we thank you for this night, what you have given us. And we thank you for what you're going to do for your people on this night. Lord God, we thank you for the message that will be going forth, Lord God, in our Bible study series. Father God, we thank you that every year has a year to hear what Spirit is saying to the church. We thank you that our hearts and minds are open to receive your word and to understand your word and to grow by your word. We thank you that even as now, as we are getting ready to get started, Lord God, that the enemy which we speak on tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, for removing every distraction, every obstacle that will deter us from hearing your word. We thank you that even as on last night, the enemy tried to cut our connection, but thank you to God, the connection kept coming back. We thank you that even Tristan and his trade will not conquer on tonight, for no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I'm beginning. This subject I always love. You know, I love everything about the Word of God, but getting into talking about salvation, that I was talking to some more people, and I thank God that he allowed us to go this way. Amen. How we say that you have to receive salvation through faith. Amen. And it's not by work, it's not by deed, it's not by anything, but it's by faith. Amen. By faith, we can do all things. By faith, things can be conquered. By faith, we can be healed. By faith, you know, you can receive your finances. By faith, things will begin to happen. Amen. And we talk a lot of church and we talk a lot about faith, but a lot of people don't understand what it is. Amen. So pretty much, let's just begin, amen, by going to Hebrews, amen, 11 and 1. Amen. And I'm reading this one from the English Standard Version. I'll be going back and forth between this version and the regular King James Version. Amen. And it's pretty much says, basically, now faith is an assurance of things hoped for, and the conviction of things not seen. Amen. And going now into the King James Version, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Now, I thank God for this scripture because it says, now faith. And, you know, a lot of times we be in church and preach to a million times, you know, yesterday's faith, tomorrow's faith, this time's faith, and everyone's shouting, no, now. But it's time for us to really understand what we're talking about. Amen. And so we can really walk this walk with Christ. Amen. So we can really carry our cross. We can really be one with Him. Amen. Because it's by faith that things happen. Amen. And it says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And I said to myself, I said, okay, well, I know what certain things mean already, but I want to share with you. Conviction means to be fixed of being convinced. Amen. So we're going to go with the firm belief first. So let's say it again. Now faith is the assurance. You can assure something. You can promise something. Things hoped for. Amen. Our earnest hope. Our earnest desire. Amen. Hope for. And what do we say? Meaning what? Firm belief. And the firm belief of things not seen. You know, faith has to have something where you believe. There has to be a belief factor in your faith. Amen. There has to be something that says, okay, I believe that this will happen. Now, how do we get this belief, you know, from someone just saying, hey, there's someone that doesn't believe in God, like atheist, someone that is not following Christ, say, hey, just believe by faith, Jesus did it. They're going to say, well, how do you know this? Where do I get this faith from? You're talking about faith. I have to have faith. Where do I get faith from? Amen. And this is where we get back into the message of salvation. When you talk about where do I get faith, how do I get faith? It's something that I love so much when you're growing up in school and you're learning about how to write essays and you're writing, you know, you learn how to write papers, amen. And one of those key things that they want you to always have in there is the who, what, when, how, and why. Amen. Who, what, when, how, why, and when. Amen. You know, it could be a scientific thing. But you want to know what is faith for, who is faith for, why do we need faith, when is faith supposed to be applicable, how do we use it? Amen. So these are different dynamics in learning about faith. But tonight we're going to just focus on the basics of faith, the basic part of faith, where it comes from. Where do Christians get the faith that we talk so much about from? Amen. Now, just to talk about what faith means generally, faith means, you know, and one thing about me, those that know me, I love definitions, I love meanings, and it helps you understand the word more. It helps you understand the word you're reading. It helps you understand what you're trying to accomplish in your mind, and you know, you want to get understanding. Well, the Bible talks about more than getting, get understanding. Amen. So you want to have understanding of what you're reading. And faith basically is a, amen, from the Webster's Dictionary, even some from the Wikipedia, amen, talks about a complete trust or confidence. Amen. So when we talk about faith, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for. We can say, now I have complete trust or confidence in something. Amen. Or now something that is believed, especially with strong conviction. Amen. Something that is believed. Amen. Something that is believed with a strong, being strongly convinced. Amen. Or we could say now faith, in other words, the meaning is now without question is the assurance. Now that one I really like. Amen. Now without question. When you have faith, you don't question it. When you go to sit in that chair, you have faith that that chair is going to hold you up. Amen. You have faith that that chair is going to allow your body to sit on a platform where you will not fall down. You have faith that when you step on the stairs climbing up, that the stairs will not break down on you. You have faith that when you lay in the bed, that it will not break or crumble down or fall down in the middle. Amen. You have faith. You have faith. You have a belief system that lets you know, if I do this thing, I will be all right. Amen. Knowing that you have a belief when you lay in that bed is going to hold you up. You have a belief when I sit in that chair or when I turn on the television, it will come on. Amen. You have a belief. Amen. In that. So where are we getting this belief from? Amen. We have a belief thing Our faith in men is a general persuasion of the mind, and that one's kind of iffy to me, because you know we don't want to say we're persuading our mind. People that are persuading people to think a certain way, we're guiding them to the truth. Amen. Pretty much the one I really like, if we're going to run with it, without question, or something that is for complete trust or confidence in. I have complete trust, confidence in Jesus. But why? Why do I have complete trust? Where does this trust come from? Amen. And that is what we have to pretty much understand, why we have this full assurance in Him. Amen. Amen. Roman, come with me to Romans. We're going to be at chapter 10. We're going to begin at verse 14. I just want to read this for all of you. We're going to read this. Those of you who got your Bible, or if you got an internet Bible, or some kind of Bible, if you don't have a Bible with you, mark your scripture down. You can read it again later. Most of us know these scriptures already, but some of us don't. Amen. Romans chapter 10, verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. We love the scripture in the church. And how shall they preach except they be fed? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good joy. Amen. You want to understand where faith comes from. You want to understand our belief in Jesus Christ. You want to understand the faith that gives us that assurance and salvation. Amen. But how would you get that faith? How can I believe in him whom you have not seen or heard? How shall they hear without someone teaching? You know, I'm jumping the gun a little bit, but faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, of the Lord. Amen? Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. You have faith that something big is happening in the supermarket, but you've heard it from someone that told you, hey, there's a great deal on vegetable meat. And you say, wow, okay. Someone else may have told you, hey, brother, there's a great deal. So when you're on your way to the supermarket, you have this belief that there's a great deal. Not because you know it for yourself yet, because you have that perfect knowledge, but someone trustworthy came to you and said, hey, listen, you know me, I'm going to lie to you. Well, some people that make those statements, they do. But someone that you trust, someone that you can trust their word, amen, they come to you and say, hey, listen, there's a great deal on chicken this week. There's a great deal on burgers. And you say, okay, great. I'm going to go there and take part of this great deal. I'm going to be a participant of this deal because I trust your word that you told me that there's a great deal, but I know you love bargains. And I'm going to go forth and get part of this. I'm going to be a part of this bargain too, because I want to save some money also. Amen. Same thing with Jesus Christ. Same thing with salvation. Same thing with the word. Amen. Same thing with the word. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. When someone comes to you and tells you, you're going to take the same, apply the same principle what I talked about with the bargain in the supermarket. Amen. And just go forth and, amen, and say, hey, I have this great bargain for you. There's a Christ that saves souls through dying on the cross, shedding his blood. Wow, I believe what you said. I mean, there's someone that died for me. Wow, I want to meet him. Hey, well, here's how you can meet him. Your faith, believing in Jesus Christ. You see, sometimes we make things so complicated, but it's a real simple thing right there. Amen. It's something that's real simple. Faith to believe. I heard that there is a healer in town, the woman with the issue of blood. She heard that there was a healer. She heard that Jesus Christ was in her town and going around here to people, and he was walking through. And while he was on the way to raise the dead, amen, pretty much, she pressed her way because she heard of this healer. She didn't know him previously. She didn't know who he was. She didn't know exactly where he was, maybe. But the Bible tells us that the woman that had there, she had an issue for a very long time. Amen. And she heard of Christ Jesus and who was going through healing the sick, laying hands on them, making the blind to see, making the lame to walk, you know, raising the people from the dead. Amen. She heard of Jesus Christ. And at that moment, when she heard that he was passing through, she pressed her way. Amen. She pressed her way. She did not fall. She did not hesitate, but she pressed her way. What many of us should continually do, whether we say, unsaved, preacher, non-preacher, apostle, bishop, whatever title you have or whatever title you want to have. Amen. We must always remember these basic principles. Amen. We can understand faith, amen, in this aspect. We can understand faith in other aspects, amen, of our lives. Faith that believes in Jesus Christ and what he did for us. Faith, that full assurance that he died for us, that full assurance. I have complete assurance, or without question. God ministered to your spirit and said, listen, I want you to go to the bank and tell them you want a loan. By faith, you should do it. By faith. But first, of course, you need to know the voice of the Lord. But by faith, you should make your walk with God. By faith, you should do what you do for God. You have been saved by grace, which is through the act of faith. Amen. God said, okay, well, no. You believed in what I'm doing. You believed in me, whom you have not seen, for your sins. You know what? I'm gonna give you grace. How great is sufficient for you. You're making me jump to the ground. I'm not even all the way there yet. And me, you're making me go too far ahead. Thank you, Jesus. So I get excited talking about faith because I have a personal witness in myself, a personal testimony of faith. Amen. Man, we're going to get into that later. I'm going to jump the gun. You have a knowledge. There's a knowledge that you get. Knowledge is a very key element. It's sometimes spoken as a equipment of faith. Amen. I believe it says in St. John, on the 10th chapter, on the 38th verse. But if I do, so ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. See, sometimes we need to believe in something and we may not believe on our own, but when we believe somebody else that's operating in faith, and we say, okay, wow, I see them. It seems like they're doing great things. They're accomplishing great things. They're performing miracles. They're laying hands on the sick. And we say, wow, how are you doing that? They had that full assurance. They already got it. They already understand. They had that full assurance in God. He said, though ye believe not me, believe the work that ye may know and believe. Don't believe me. Don't believe in the man. Don't believe in the person. But believe in the works. Amen. Now, I understand. I know we talked about before, just yesterday, how it's not by works that you have received salvation. It's by faith. It's not by your works that you've been doing good or bad to receive it. But remember yesterday I talked about a gift. That gift is under the tree. And God has it sitting right there for you. And all he wants you to do is receive it. When you see that gift, you're sitting there, or you're running out of the stairs, or you're running into the room, and you see this great gift, you see this gift that's sitting there, and you're like, ooh, I know it's something good in here. You know it's something you're going to enjoy. You know it's something you're going to like. You know that it's something that's going to please you and make you happy, make you feel good, you know, make your day, something that you can use. You don't know what it is yet, but you know that it's something good for you. Amen? You know it's something good. That's believing in something. You know it was put there for you, so let's treat Jesus Christ and just walk with Jesus Christ. And when we keep that present, and we give it a gift, receive it, accept it, love it. Before you even know what it can do for you, you just want to love it all the way. Sometimes we want to know, well, you know, what has he done for me lately? What did they do for me that I should go and serve Christ? What did this God you talk about do for me lately that makes me, me and my mother passed away the other year? You know, my friend got shot. You know, people want to always tell you all these things that happen, and simply just kind of listen. People want to die every day. I'm sorry to hear that, you know, but it's just, no one wants your soul. When we talk about God and we talk about Jesus Christ and we talk about our faith in him and what, this walk that we walk, going to church and, you know, ministering to other people and speaking in tongues and hearing from God and the Holy Spirit, it the Bible does not speak to our fleshly possession. It does not speak to our fleshly man, this layers of skin that we hold our bones. Amen. The man first is the spirit. Amen. The Bible tells us that man is the spirit that possesses the soul that lives in the body. Amen. So we must understand that first. The Bible does not speak to the flesh, but it speaks to our spirit man. Amen. That's why we have to renew our mind, renew what is inside of us. But by faith, it's God doing it for us. Amen. We're going to get to that in just a minute. This all goes into what we were talking about yesterday with salvation. Amen. Salvation is that message of salvation that keeps us. It's knowing what Jesus did for us that blesses our heart, that keeps us going. Amen. St. John 7, verse 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. I want you to write that scripture down. I'm going to give you another scripture in just a second. Amen. I'm going to give you another scripture in just another second. Amen. I'm going to Acts 1. Amen. It says, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Amen. And I'm going to go one more verse further. And they spoke unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. Amen. 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 Of all, he took them. He spoke to them. Amen. Faith, even Jesus Christ, is knowing what did Jesus do for us. Now, how do we know how to believe in things. We know how to believe in this. We know how to believe in that. Amen. But one of the believer's gifts that God gives us is a renewed will. Amen. And that's what one thing I thank God for, is that renewed will. Now, how do we get this great faith that we're talking about? How do we get this great faith that we're talking about? Romans. I want to make sure I have some scripture where everything that we're doing. Amen. Romans, back to Romans 10, 17. Amen. This is what I said earlier. Romans 10 and 17, another familiar scripture for all those of you who are following us. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you want to get faith, it comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Like I said, how do we get this faith? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. But I say, verse 18, have they not heard? I'm going to stop right there. Have they not heard? Have they not heard? Faith comes by hearing, and by the word of God. The question is, did you not hear about what God did for you? Did you not hear? How do we get faith? Amen. It comes by hearing. Hearing the word of God. And by hearing. Amen. Hebrews 11. Amen. Hebrews 11. And I'm just going to begin reading. We're going to stay in Hebrews for the remaining of this time. May jump to another couple of scriptures, but we're going to stay in Hebrews chapter 11. now faith in the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained the good report. Through faith, we understand that the words were framed, that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. See, I like that idea. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed. We believe that the world was framed. We believe that. But we're sitting right here in it. There's no doubt about that. Like I said, faith, in other words, many faces without question. Without question, we believe that the world was framed. Amen. So that the things which are seen were made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Faith goes into being righteous. Amen. We talked yesterday from Romans, amen, chapter 3, where it talks about how Abraham, amen, is he's the father of faith, but it was counted unto him as righteousness because he believed. Not by his works, not by his deeds, but because he believed, he was counted as righteous because of his faith. Amen. We receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior by faith, and by faith we are counted as righteous. God sees us. Get down to verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is. By faith, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Why is it impossible to please him? Because we must believe who faith. Faith pleases God. Our faith in him pleases God. Our doubt in God does not make God happy because he's sitting there on the throne saying, listen, I have all this stuff ready for you. I've already given you my son. I've given you my son. He shed his blood. Blood washed your sins. You have been made righteous. I've thrown your sins into the sea of forgetfulness. I do not see your sin. I do not acknowledge your sin. I've given you a gift. I've given you a gift. So by faith, as you receive it, by faith you will receive. 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 For I'll say again, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that do what? Diligently seek him. We must continually seek him. We must read our word every day. How do we grow in faith? How do we grow in faith? Based on my hearing, you're hearing by the word of God. We must hear the word of God. When we're reading our word, we must speak it to ourselves. When we're reading, you know, reading our word, we must say enough so I can hear it, can hear what the word is saying. You know, that's what the Bible says. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. You have to have an ear to be able to hear. Amen. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Now, there's going to be times when the enemy wants to try and block. The enemy doesn't want you to hear the word of God. He's going to throw all kinds of distractions your way. He's going to keep telling you, oh, God's not real. Jesus is not real. He wants you to have that image in your head where you begin to denounce the things of God. He doesn't want you to believe in the things of God, but yet he wants you to believe in everything else. He wants you not to say, oh, okay, this world was made, was framed by faith. He wants you to believe that this world was framed by aliens and monkeys and apes and gorillas, and how humans evolved from being an animal. Amen. No, he wants to distract your mind. That's why we have to continually have the renewing of our mind. It's by faith. It's not by Israel. It's by faith that you see. Bible tells us that we can experience God and see God by the things that have been made. It's a revelation. We must receive this revelation when Jesus says, okay, who do men say that I am? They say he's a liar. He's prophets returned. He's this, he's that. But then Simon Peter said, hey, he said, who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, oh, you are the Son of God. You are the Christ. He said, listen, nothing natural, nothing fleshly, nothing on this earth has been built to come to you. But his faith, Spirit of God revealed it unto him. Why? Because he believed. He believed. There was without a question there. There was no doubt at that moment. He believed. He believed, and that's what we have to do. We must continue to believe, not just stop at believing in who Christ is, but believing in what he did for us and believe in what he's doing for us every day. Amen. It's not just about believing for a car. It's not just about believing for a house. It's not just about believing for some of you preachers who are listening into this. It's not just about believing for a big ministry. You know, one question I have for some people that just desire a big ministry or a grand choir or something grand they can show off. Why do you want these things? Now, here's where people enter in what God wants to give us in the desires of our heart with other nonsense. Amen. Why are you believing God for this? And is your belief in prayer in line with the Word of God? Amen. The Bible tells us, even as we go into the whole prayer series starting next week, you know, when you pray, you know, the Bible tells us to pray His will. Now, we always say, okay, pray to God about what you want. You know, make your supplications known unto the Lord. Tell God exactly what you need. Be very direct with God. Tell God what you want. Describe it to Him. Tell Him you want a black car with the rings. You know, we preach it to people. We tell it to people. We guide people. And we tell people, say all these things, but when are we going to say, listen, as you read the Word, you learn the Word, you learn what God wants. Pray God's will. Pray God's will. Pray God's will. We're praying to save everything, but maybe God wanted to destroy something. Amen? Maybe God wanted something to be destroyed. Maybe God wanted someone to move out of this position so you can have this position. If they know, Lord, give her a job back, or Lord, put her back in this department, but then are you missing on your blessing? So maybe God wants to give you a raise. Maybe God wants to put you in give you a promotion to a higher position, but you couldn't go there until that person was removed from that position. Amen. Amen. Oh Lord, give them a chance. If they're not doing the right thing, if they're not doing the job, God is going to give you the opportunity to go to where you need to be. Amen. Yeah. I don't want to stay off too much, but when we even ask your friend, what do you believe in God for? Where is your faith lie? And then we want to believe God for the blessing, but we don't want to believe God for other things. Amen. Let's believe God for who He is. Let's believe God for being the gift giver. Let's believe God and thank God for what He's done for someone that didn't even deserve it. Amen. Faith. And I'm going to go back and say this again. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And I'm going to go back to verse 6 of Hebrews chapter 11. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I was talking to a couple yesterday, last night, and we referenced something pertaining to this. Amen. We must diligently seek Him. He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. We must read our Word. We must pray. We must learn more about God. We must learn more about the giver of life. We must learn more about who God is in our life. We must learn more about what Jesus did. You know, we must learn. And what do we have to learn? What is that thing that God did so great for us, you know, that we have to learn from? God gave us a gift, amen? And we must preach the good news. The good news is called the gospel. That's why, for those that know me, I don't listen to all gospel music, amen, because all Christian music, but all Christian music is not gospel music. Amen. You have inspirational music out there. You have some really good sounding instrumental music out there. You know, some of it may sound really deep in spirit and deep souls, but not all things is considered gospel. Because gospel talks about the good news. And what's the good news? The good news is of salvation. Good news is what Jesus Christ did for you. It's the life, the death, the resurrection, and the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What are we believing in? Amen. We must preach the good news. Like I told you yesterday, when you get that gift, it's so good, it's so great. Amen. It's like a new video game. You get the new video game and you see how great it is. What are you going to do? You're going to get on the phone and call your buddy. Hey, buddy, I'm playing this great game, and it's a real good game. You got to try it. You know, you tell your friends at school, hey, man, hey, girl, you got to get this new game. It's really exciting. Amen. Even right now, I have a, even myself personally, I have a game, and for some of you that know the game world, it's called Destiny. Amen. And when I first started playing this game, I said, wow, this game is kind of interesting because the game is called Destiny. And that's what we're playing in life. Amen. We're playing a game in life called Destiny, where either we believe what God told us, amen, or we don't. Ministered a few weeks back, amen, and our priest about vision. Priest on, we ministered about vision. What do you see? What can you see? Are you seeing well? Amen. What is the vision that God gave you? God gave you a vision. He said, write the vision down. He said, make it plain upon tablets. Amen. And he said, go and run with the vision. What can you see? What can you see? Can you see this thing? Can you acknowledge this thing? By faith, you receive it. By faith, you heard what God said to you. And by faith, you shall receive. Amen. Of those that diligently seek him. That sees God with a diligent walk. Constantly seeking God. Bible talks about one thing, have I desired of the Lord, and that will I dwell in the house of the Lord, to behold the beauty of his tabernacle. Amen. What are we desiring? What are we seeking? Where is our faith lie? Amen. Amen. My earnest desire is to do his will. Amen. What are we here for? When we receive Christ, let's not get swayed into being selfish in our own selfish thoughts, our own selfish needs and desires, when we forget the will of God. That's what everything is all about. Diligently seeking. Faith pleases God. What does God want us to do? Listen to him. Commune with him. Talk to him. Follow his word. Do what he asks us to do. Amen. And living a saved life, it doesn't mean you have to be boring all the time. I have plenty of fun being saved. I have plenty of fun enjoying myself. Why? Because I have faith in God and what he and how he leads me and guides me into all righteousness. Amen. Amen. Now, I wasn't always the way I am. The way I am now. There was a time in my life where I began to not listen as much. Amen. You know, some other preachers might not say it, but I began to, you know, move backwards instead of moving forward. And then that started affecting my faith, because what you do is you open up a doorway where the enemy can come in and start slowly working on your belief system. He can make you believe that God's not real, or he can make you believe that God failed you, or he can make you believe that God is not doing what he said he's going to do, or whatever he's trying to do to make you disbelieve in Christ, meet what God is doing in your life, and he has got you. That's why we must diligently seek, continue to read the word, continue to pray, continue to ask the Lord for guidance, continue to get to where you can hear God for yourself. Sensation in the spirit, not just a sensation, or you get a little feeling and you get the goosebumps and your hair stands up. No, it's more than just a feeling. Begin to pray that God will speak to you. You know, I know some people out there probably tired of doing monologues all the time. But you're saying, listen, Lord, I want to dialogue with you. I want to converse with you. I want to talk to you, and I want you to talk to me. I want to hear your voice. The Bible says, my sheep know my voice. So how do we get to know his voice? Receiving Christ through faith, letting grace have its perfect work in our life. Be sacred, being cleansed and washed away of all sin and filthiness by the blood of Jesus Christ. Moving forward in God, getting our faith in line with God's faith. And learning God, reading His word, living a life worthy of God's calling. Amen. The other took me to some other areas. The other took me to some other areas. I'm still here. Amen. 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 Now God provides a way of escape for all people. We're still, like I said, doing part of it. The salvation message, God provides a way of escape. I'm going to keep repeating these same terms and these same true principles until we all get it, amen, or until those of you that need it really get it. The way of escape was Jesus Christ came on down to earth. let me just say simply for all the, you know, for all of you that want to write the scripture down, St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. Amen. And God instructs each one of us that receives the grace of God, each one of us that hears the word of the Lord and receives Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior to go out and somebody else. Amen. So faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's what we must do. Hear the word of God. Now we must tell somebody else, because how are they going to know if they don't hear? Amen. Amen. And Jesus tells us this in Mark. Mark chapter 16, if you read it in your own time, Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 18, Jesus tells his disciples, go into the world and preach the gospel. Amen. He says, go into the world and preach the gospel. But what is the gospel? The good news. Amen. The gospel is to bring an announcement of good news, a messenger, the life, the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. The central truth of the gospel is that God provided a way of escape, which is salvation, for all men through the gift of his Son to the world. Jesus Christ suffered as a sacrifice for our sin. Amen. He overcame death, rose with all power, keys of life, giving it to us. Amen. That's why gospel is the good news. That's why gospel is the good news. Good news. Because it's the gift of God. Amen? This is a gift of God. Hope you're hearing me. I hope you're hearing me. I hope you're understanding. Turn me real quick, Romans chapter 5. Amen? Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Amen? You can read this in your own time. I'm just going to read a couple of verses. But God commanded his love toward us. This is the 8th verse. God commanded his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Christ died for us, much more than being now justified by his blood. That's the good news right here. This is the good news. This is the good news. I'll say it again. But God commended his love toward us. He said, listen, I love you so much. I love you so much that while we were yet sinners, while we were yet still filthy, you know, while we were yet still out there, unsanctified, unclean, unwashed. Amen. Now, some people, like I said before, you know, yesterday in the other time past, some people may say, hey, well, listen, I live a good moral life. I have been respectful to everyone around me. I treat money right, treat my family right, treat the family right, treat the kids right. I'm moral. I'm a very moral person, but yet you're still filthy. You're like a filthy rag. Because why? As your Lord and Savior. Amen. Much more than, verse 9, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if we were enemies, we were reconciled by God through death of his Son. Wow, thank you, Jesus, for that by itself. When we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. That means Jesus Christ's death, the Son of God's death, the blood that prevailed, the blood that washed every sin, the blood that cleansed us from all unrighteousness, has turned us from enemies to a family. Now we are in a family of God. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only, verse 11, and not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Amen. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, that all have sinned. For until now the law was sin, was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Amen? Amen? Amen. That's why it's a good news. That's why it's a gift of God. But one question I used to have when I was younger, and this is what I'm going to share with you guys. I said, okay, I understand that Jesus died for us. Okay, I understand that he shed his blood. I understand that he's a gift from God. But hearing certain things, I said, now, even though I heard what God was saying in the Word, I heard, but I had a question. I said, well, and it's funny, I had that question. Someone asked me the same question. They said, why did we need a sacrifice? How come we just can't go to God and just keep asking for forgiveness and keep asking for an atonement and keep asking God to cleanse us and purify us over and over and over and over and over again? Okay, amen. Why did we need a sacrifice? Amen. Why did we need a sacrifice? Why do we need to be sanctified, secure against violation, sacred, dedicated to God's purpose? Why do we need to be made holy, set apart, consecrated, to be rendered legitimate, made productive, or conducted? Why did we need this? Why did we need this? That's one of the questions I used to have. Amen. Even as a, what they call a young lad, amen. Even as a young person, I would have, amen, these questions. I would have these questions. I would have these questions. So here's the answer for us all. And I'm going to end with this on tonight. Once again, I thank God for all of you who have came on to hear and those who will be hearing later on. For all of you who are present with us. You can all turn your Bibles or you can write it down if you don't have your words right now or you can't get to it at the moment. Amen. You can't get to it at the moment. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. While you're getting it, like I said, I'm going to end off with this scripture tonight for the into this more tomorrow in the different aspects and principles of faith, amen, and faith for different situations, amen. While you're getting it, for those of you who are online, amen, I want to thank God for all those who've been with us during Morning Glory. Every morning at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, thank God for all those who have been coming on listening to the Word, those of you who've been listening to the Bible study. I thank God for all the callers and the people that logged in. Amen. And I want to thank God for you for growing in God. And Hebrews chapter 10, I'm going to start at verse 1. I'm not going to read the whole thing, what I want to read, but I'm just going to start at verse 1. But in your own time, you can read. You know what? In your own time, read the whole chapter. Amen. Beginning at the first verse. For the Lord, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually, make the comers thereunto perfect. Amen. Amen. This is a change standard version. Amen. I want you to really understand it. Amen. And I love this because this explains why we need to sacrifice. This right here, if you want to understand the good news, and if you have nothing else to base your faith on, or when you're ministering to other people, you know, you just got saved, and you want to tell someone about what God did for you, if you have nothing else to go on, you can go on Hebrews chapter 10. Amen. The first verse reading going down. Amen. Amen. For since the law had but a shadow of the good things to come, instead of the true form of these realities, it can never, by the same sacrifices that are continually offered every year, make perfect those who draw near. Amen. Pretty much saying the sacrifice is not perfect. Sacrifices that were being made was not perfect. And it says year, every year by year, we have to continually make sacrifices. Sacrifice this. Every year, we got to keep bringing atonement to the Lord. Every year we got to make an atonement. Every year, we got to continually bring an offering to God. Amen. Verse 2, otherwise would they not have ceased to be offered since the worshipers having once been cleansed, will no longer have any consciousness of sin. But in these sacrifices, there is a reminder of sin every year. Amen. So it seems as you make the sacrifice that was being made, that's why they had the priest and the altar, and they had to continually make sacrifices, continually give something to God, continually offer up things, a continual thing. And if I lived back then, I'm telling you right now, if I lived back then, I'm like, listen, okay, I done gave a sheep, I done gave a lamb, I done gave this, is this not good enough? But we kept being seen as filthy rats. We kept being seen as sinners. We kept being seen as unclean. That's why those offerings was only good for 24 months, 365 days. It's even that much. Amen. These offerings, since the worshippers having once been cleansed, will no longer have any consciousness of sin. But in these sacrifices, there is a reminder of sin every year. Amen. Verse 4, for it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. It's impossible. If you want to understand me, I was wondering when I was a young kid, it's impossible for bulls and goat blood to take away sins. Remember we said last night that Jesus' blood was so potent that it's so potent that when death came, amen, when death came, and God was giving an example of this to the children of Israel when they were in Egypt, amen. They were in Egypt, and Moses went to Ramses and said, let my people go, and then, you know, there was different plagues that came, but when it came down, the angel of death to come to the firstborn of the house of Israel, or, you know, even Egypt, amen. The angel of death passed over every house, passed over every doorpost that had the blood posted on it. See, God was giving us examples of what Jesus is going to do. God was giving us examples of what's going on and what's getting ready to happen. The blood that was posted on your life. See, you've been washed in blood because you received Christ. Those people, you know, who haven't, we're going to give you an opportunity. But the blood was so strong. Amen. And God was giving examples saying, listen. Get the lamb, get the blood on the lamb, made on your doorpost, you'll be safe from death. What's he saying in our times now? Jesus Christ already died 2,000 years ago. He rose with all power. But in his death, what did he do? He shed his blood. He's saying, listen, if you receive Jesus Christ and be washed in the precious blood of the Lamb, you will too be saved from, amen? Amen. I pray that you're receiving something on tonight. It's impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. He says it right there, but a body you have prepared for me. Verse 6, and burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure. This is the same to God. Listen, God, all of God, you have taken no pleasure in our burnt offering, in our sin offering. He said, then I said, behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book. Verse 8, when he said above, you have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings. These are offered according to the law. Here we go. But faith is not of the law. Then he added, behold, I have come to do your will. He does away with the first in order to establish the second. And by that will we have been sanctified. Sanctified. Amen. We've been sanctified. Sanctified meaning to make holy, to set apart as sacred, consecrate, to purify, free from sin, to render legitimate. You have been rendered legitimate through the blood offering of Jesus Christ. Amen. Through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ. One for all. That's why I love taking communion. We have about 4 minutes left. I love taking communion because I love remembering. He says, do it as oft that you remember. Well, some of us do it once a month, every first Sunday. Some people do it every second Sunday. I want to do it as often. The body, thank you, Jesus. The body of Jesus Christ was offered once for all. And every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifice, which can never take things away. But when Christ had offered for all time a single, I like what that said. Oh, like I said, I'm reading the English Standard Version. They said, but when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time until his enemies should be made his footstool for his feet. For by a single offering, he has perfected all time those who are being sanctified, those who are being set apart, those who are being purified, those who are being consecrated, those who are being free from sin, rendered legitimate, being made productive. And the Holy Spirit also bears witness to us. Amen. I'm not going to go into that verse tonight. Y'all can read the rest of your own. But in the 3 minutes we have left, those who are not saved, amen, and want to be saved and says, no, I want Jesus Christ in my life. I want to receive Jesus Christ in my life. And everything he did for me, I understand it. I believe it by faith. I receive it. Amen. I'm just going to ask you just to get this one scripture. You can write it down, Romans 10. Amen. Romans 10, beginning at verse 9. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. Amen. And I thank God for all of you who are here tonight. You just go. And tomorrow morning, as we continue with our morning glory at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, so you can check the time schedules for that. Join us again tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. as we continue salvation, faith, and going into prayer. Amen. Salvation, faith, and prayer. Amen. I thank all of you who was on tonight. Tell a friend to come on. I don't care what church you go to, what denomination you are in. You just want to receive some strength and hear the word of God and join in on the Bible study. Amen. Feel free to do so. Amen. This is not about you being a part of our church or us coming to preach it to us. It's just about us building each other up in God, building each other up and strengthening one to another, our brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank God for everyone that was on tonight. In Jesus' name I pray that you will be blessed and have a wonderful night.